KFIZ News Time coming up on 9:41 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTac Heating Studios on a Monday, final Monday of March of 2021. And let's welcome in our good friend Kathy Lubins from the Fond du Lac Senior Center, joining us as always to update us on what's happening at the Senior Center. Kathy, happy Monday. How are you?
Happy Monday to you, Spencer. I'm doing well. How about you?
We are doing pretty good. It's almost the end of March. Hard to believe that is the case here this morning, but wrapping up another month and some good weather coming up for the weekend. I always feel weird on a Monday, like saying good things about the upcoming weekend because we have a full 5-day period to get through yet.
Gonna jinx it.
And not necessarily that. It's just, you know, here we are starting a brand new week and we're all already like, hey, the weather's not gonna be great this week, but wait till next weekend. So I don't know, I guess it's factually correct because there's going to be some decent days this week, but when you see 38 for a high on Wednesday to wrap up the month of March, not too many people are excited probably about that, I would say, right?
I know, and I'm extra disappointed because we're doing our Take Me Out to the Ball Game drive-through event, and we planned it as a drive-through because it is March, but it kind of held out hope that it would be nice and that we could encourage people to bring lawn chairs and sit in the parking lot and kind of have lunch that way. But I think it's going to be a little too chilly to do that. So we'll just be handing out our peanuts and Cracker Jacks and hot dogs and brats and stuff the same way we do the regular lunches. And we'll just celebrate baseball season indoors.
Yeah, well, it's how it is around this time. I've been to games on you know, early season baseball games, whether it be high school or college or or even Brewer games where it gets really cold, so it's just the time of year that you're in, right?
We always used to laugh when our kids were involved in spring sports because the back of our vehicle always had everything from sunscreen and, you know, bug spray to mittens and blankets and umbrellas and, you know, just about anything. You never knew what you would get. So, but it's kind of crazy to think about, you know, that we've made it to, you know, the end of another month. And even though sometimes the weeks and the days seem to go slowly, these months are just flying by. And you know, spring is here, and starting next month in April, a lot of our outdoor programs will begin again like they were doing last summer and fall. And we're excited to hear about all the people that are going to be getting back together and having some fun activities. So I'm glad that we've made it this far.
Yeah, absolutely.
A couple things going on this week, though, that I wanted to mention before I get off track. Tomorrow, the 30th of March, is National Walk in the Park Day. So our walking group and anybody that would like to join, people are always welcome to join. They're going to walk through Lakeside Park. So they're going to meet and park at Oven Island at 10 o'clock tomorrow and celebrate National Walk in the Park Day by walking through our park.
Cool.
So that is our program for tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, I think, you know, like I mentioned, we're going to do our Take Me Out to the Ball Game drive-through cookout. So if you're interested, there's still time to sign up for that. We're having brats and hot dogs and then the typical, you know, peanuts and Cracker Jacks. And get ready for hopefully a successful baseball season for our Brewers. And then coming up on Thursday, it's already April Fool's Day, and we're going to be doing our Clever Cook segment. We're going to do breakfast burritos. And just wanted to remind people, because last week we did Easter craft using washcloths and made them into bunnies and chicks, and they're really adorable, actually. But all of these videos are still available out on Facebook. Even if you can't do it at the time that we're doing it, you can check our Facebook page and watch the videos and, you know, either get the craft, you know, how to do the craft or check out the recipes for the different cooking programs that we're doing, or if you want to exercise or everything, they're all available online. And so it's kind of nice because it's kind of moving into an on-demand kind of, you know, we talk about a senior center without walls, so people don't have to necessarily come here at a certain time. They can just check these things out whenever they have the opportunity and still participate. So it's kind of exciting.
That's the beauty of social media, whether it be like a live stream video or just a video in general. When you do stuff like that, that's kind of interactive, and you can archive it. It's not, I missed that cooking seminar or that consumer chat. I know you've talked with the Better Business Bureau and stuff like that before. People can go back and watch that stuff and learn something new, and that's why it's so great to have all these like video and audio capabilities you can listen back to or watch stuff again. And in case you missed it, you're not available, say, Wednesday at 1 o'clock, you can pop in at your own leisure and watch it on your own time. And that's pretty cool. I know I don't mean to marvel at something that's been commonplace, but it's really neat how much things have changed just back when, I was a kid, and you had to watch it at a certain time. You couldn't record it. You had to get your, cassette tapes and stuff like that ready to roll. It's, now.
Boy,
it's just
you're showing your age.
I'm not that old, but cassette tapes were.
No, I know.
Cassette tapes were
kind of
on the way
this,
out when I was.
Out of everything, this has kind of brought forward the potential to do things like this for the population that we serve. We were so much in person and everything here, and if you couldn't make it, you missed out. This just opens the door to a lot of other opportunities. One of the other things is you talk about, we're using a different variety of social media platforms or opportunities to get things out there. So we're doing things on Facebook Live. We're also doing things on Zoom. And then we also have a YouTube channel where we're posting some of our videos. And one of the things on Zoom is going to be, I wanted to mention, in April 16th is National Healthcare Decision Day. Mm. And so we are going to have two programs in April, one on the 7th, one on the 22nd, that talk about the healthcare power of attorney and your financial power of attorney as part of the overall National Healthcare Decision Day. And so both of those, too, will be recorded and put out there so people can watch them whenever it works for them. And these are such important things. We're working with our local ADRC, our Aging and Disability Resource Center, and some of their social workers, and providing educational programs on these important documents that everybody should have. And, you hate to have these conversations and the hard things to think about, but if you want any kind of control over what happens to you and your estate or your, how you handle what happens to you, the choices that you want to make for yourself, if your health deteriorates, it is imperative to have these things in place. And so mark your calendar again, April 7th for the healthcare power of attorney and April 22nd for the financial power of attorney, and come and learn about those. And I just think those are two really important things to have. We had it set for last year to do it in April, and we were so excited to be able to do this, and then that all kind of went by the wayside. So we're really happy that the ADRC is willing to work with us again this year to get these things out on the internet and available for everybody to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to clarify, when I was a kid, cassette tapes and VHS tapes were starting to be on their way out, and now it's all DVDs. I'm not all that old. I was just saying, I remember distinctly, you had to, you had to, if you wanted to watch something again, you had to have your VCR set to record it, and now it's just on your DVR. You can just program it, and it's right there. So what a time to be alive.
We were just talking about the Be Kind Rewind stickers. Remember those?
Yeah, yep, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I went through 45s, 33s, 8-tracks.
Ah, yeah.
And then cassettes.
Yeah,
And then CDs. And now, does any of that exist? It's all, we're moved to the digital world.
It causes a problem for me, because when I was a kid, all the movies, when I was, between 6 and 10 years old, all the movies and all the videos were VHS, and now they're all re-released on DVD. So I have, I'm at my parents' house. I'm sure there are tubs of VHS tapes just sitting around. It's do I spend the money on rebuying these? I mean, they're probably all kids' movies anyway, so I wouldn't be watching them. But now you got all these VHS tapes, and I know my dad, being a sports broadcaster, has a lot of games from his time back in, the 80s, 90s, calling games on cassette. So
what does he
do with these mountains of cassette tapes with old games on them? You got to get those off there before they, disintegrate and stuff like that. So,
right.
Yeah. So it is what it is, right?
Yep. Our world keeps changing. Yeah. And, we've kind of noticed that too, that the challenge for a lot of people is right now there's so much emphasis on technology, and if you didn't have devices before the pandemic or didn't know how to do a lot of these things, there really hasn't been a lot of opportunity to learn either. And so as much as it's difficult to keep up, it's, you know, I think we're seeing too that it's really important to at least have a basic understanding of how things are moving so that you can stay connected, you know, in situations like this crazy year has been.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Kathy, thanks as always. Have a great week.
Yeah, you too, Spencer. Take care.
Kathy Lumen's joining us from the Thonilac Senior Center. Final update for the month of March. Always good to talk with Kathy, and she'll join us again next Monday. Same time, same place, right here on KFL.